What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Very excited to bring you a bonus episode. I know y'all are loving these bonus episodes. Hey, who doesn't want a little bit more time with me? Very excited, though. I have two very special guests. I recorded this when I was back in New York 2 weeks ago, and I'm such a big fan of both of these characters, if you will, from Betches, the Betches Network, and they have a podcast called You Up, where they basically break down everything that has to do with dating, life, love, relationships. I know I'm a taken woman, but I like to get a fresh perspective and help all my guys and girlies out there that are, you know, looking for love. Listen, without further ado, we're going to get into the interview, but it's with the incredibly talented Jordana Abraham and Jared Freed, two of my favorite people on the planet. Again, you can listen to their podcast, You Up, on the Betches Network. Freaking love them. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into the episode. Again, here we go with Jared and Jordana. Okay, now here's the deal. All right, now you've been on my podcast.
I've been on before.
You're a newbie. So basically, with Absolutely Not, whatever, it can be an observation, and we'll just get into it because we've just met and I want to like get to know you better. But I have been observing some things in the world with Absolutely Not that I'm just, you guys are on the pulse of pop culture. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on.
Yeah, we're hip.
I saw this thing, and I don't know what's happened to Instagram, and I hate to be like this old lady who's bitching about social media, but I saw this thing that's been going viral on Instagram last night. I was at the Rangers game in between periods. I'm just like looking at this. And it's kind of like this, what would you do? Do you remember that show? Was it on ABC, NBC?
Yes.
What would you do, right? They come up to you on the street and they're like, you know, there's a situation. You got to be the good Samaritan.
I was a part of an episode of What Would You Do?
Were you really? Okay.
So it was basically they set up these premises where something bad happens. What would you do?
Yeah.
Like, would you?
Like a fake something bad, but you think it's real.
Right.
What would you do? Okay.
And they did shows at a comedy club where the comedian made fun of women for their weight.
Okay.
And it was.
So a Heather McMahon show?
It was legit. It was the most. And I was like, they had to.
It's almost like punked.
It was like punked,
yeah. Regular
like
people,
an
normies.
Elderly crowd. It was like for like, it's punked, but like ABC Sunday night type of viewership. Okay. And I remember they had to put together a real comedy show.
Yeah.
So I was one of the acts on the show. And then the comedian who was, there was one comedian whose job it was to go on stage and just be mean to two actresses.
Okay.
Who were like
famous?
Plus size actresses. Okay. And he goes up and he starts like being mean to them.
Uh-huh.
And it was so interesting how it went one way. Some people were dying laughing. And you're like, this is not what I want to be seen doing.
Right.
Like there were people in the crowd that were like, this is the funniest thing
I have ever seen.
And then a couple of the shows, because we had to do multiple shows, because you got to go all these takes. And then a couple of the shows, people would say, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. And then the host would come out and he's like, this is what would you do? And people are like, what's going on?
Oh my God.
And their brains just explode.
Right.
They should call it canceled.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could be canceled just for being in the audience and thinking it's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't even notice it.
I've seen this new trend and it just pops up on my reels. And I haven't been searching for this. You know, the algorithm on social media is completely fucked up.
Right.
But I keep seeing this thing where, like last night, I'm laying in bed and I just got so annoyed by this. This woman in a pair of white biker shorts, it's like she's going to fake that she started her period. And who's going to come up to her and tell her? Of course, you and I would go up to any gal and be like, hey, girlfriend, side note, you started your period. But this girl is clearly in white bike shorts running around. It's like, you know, just a blood explosion on the back of her pants. It's like, are people going to go up to her and tell her? First of all, who the fuck is walking around in white bike shorts? Okay, period.
Right. At all.
But
right.
it was this
most
whole
confident person in the world.
In the world. Right. Like if anybody owns white Lululemon, I'm like, wow, I'm going to put a gun in my mouth because you are just a superior human than me, right? I just don't understand how this has become entertainment on Instagram.
An actress?
No, she wasn't anybody. This is just like a new thing on Instagram that, it's not even like funny prank. It's just like this moral, societal moral thing that whether or not like people are going to come up and they have like hidden cameras. And this is all that gets sent to me on Instagram now.
Is it a trend that everyone is, that other people are trying to do it, or it's like one account that's doing
No, it's
that?
Like multiple different accounts.
Oh, I've seen these and it's more towards the Facebook videos that you see these a lot.
Yes.
Right. Because on Facebook, it'll be like, wait till you see this guy. Guy gets caught cheating on his wife. And it's like everyone is like the worst actor you've ever seen.
Right.
And it's really made for a boomer who has never watched
anything.
People real. You know, because it's on TV, it is real. It does feel like.
The couples pranks on TikTok make me really crazy when it's just couples pranking each other.
Oh, I hate couples. What would you do? Any couples on TikTok, I just.
I would love. Hate, what would you do if you like started pranking your husband? What would your husband do if you started pranking him and then started putting it up online?
If I was putting it up online, he'd get very annoyed. If I was pranking him, he might think. It depends on the prank.
Yeah.
Give me an example of one of the pranks.
I mean, there's one couple on TikTok that they like put balloons full of paint all over their house and they're always getting dunked in paint.
Well,
and then they'll
funny.
Show the cleanup afterwards and like, prank number 65, I'm cleaning. Well, I'm like, how did we get here as a society?
That sounds extremely stressful, like a very stressful way to live, right?
Also, there's no prank if you're both getting paid at the end of the day because of viewership. Like, you know, the prank ends at, got me. Now use our promo code to get new sheets from Brooklinen. Like it's like we've lost our mind.
It sounds like a
sponsored by Clorox.
Right. Yeah. Like at that point I go, I hate this couple. I'm with you. I
Any
hate couples
on TikTok.
I hate
it.
I hate the ones that are they're very southern to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the wife who's like dancing on a kitchen island and the husband's like, can you believe she dances on kitchen islands? And then what makes me even more annoyed are the commenters like, love your love.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No.
No, they're a business partnership.
Not something to aspire
to. They fucking
to.
Hate each other. This isn't a real marriage.
It's they fucking hate each other. And I have never commented on something like that, but I'm at the point where I've had 7 white wines at night. And I'm like, that shit, you fucking hate each other.
Right.
Like, I will never buy Clorox or Arm & Hammer because you sponsored this. Like, I'm like, this is fake.
But many times can someone be entertained by... I'm thinking of one couple, and I know, I wish I could. I don't even know their names, but they show up on the free
Conventionally attractive couple.
Conventionally attractive couple. Yeah. They're both good looking. He's this like in shape abs dude.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to be funny.
What?
Are they trying to be funny?
They're trying to be. He's always just can't believe what she's doing right now.
Right.
He's always aghast. You know, he's always, oh my God. And
look
it's
at
like,
Crystal. She's rollerblading through the house.
Oh my God. And it's like, you know, like, it's like, I just want, and all I can think about is like, good for them.
Yeah.
They're making money. But like, it's like,
you, and I
but,
hate you.
But our moms are watching this. This is the reason why they're still perpetuating this shit is because our moms are watching
and
it.
And the commenters are more
love
despicable.
Your love.
Love your love. Oh, the way he looks at you. You can do anything. Yeah, you can do anything when you're getting paid.
You're making money off of it. That needs to be like, that needs to be like, I think the amount should also be disclosed.
I want it on the screen.
Yes. If I'm getting covered, dunked in paint at 8 a.m., we just made $65,000.
Right. I want to know how much. I think that would add some color to it, right?
I agree.
Any of those like Clorox ads too. It's like, how much was it worth?
Right.
To sell out.
I'm just thinking of my dad being dancing on the kitchen island and my mom coming home and going, get your shoes off the island. What the hell hell are you doing? I cleaned this place all day. Like, it would turn into, like, the most stressful fight.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, this guy.
Yeah.
That would be a good TikTok.
My,
you should make it.
Listen, prank
your parents.
We're at the point where I tape my parents. My mom goes, stop filming! Like, yeah. She knows. Like, I go to pull out my phone. I was just in Boca. They were fighting in the car.
Of course Boca. I forgot, Jared. Of course
Boca.
Fucking Boca.
I would bathe in Boca if I could. I love it there so much.
You're like two Menti Bees away from moving there.
I am so close.
You know what I love is seeing people run a shempire, all right? And what's even cooler is supporting small businesses and going directly to the source on Etsy. If you've never been on Etsy, it will blow your mind. You could spend hours on Etsy. They have sellers that have gifts, style, and home pieces like rugs and sofas, as well as outerwear and accessories. Hell, you could shop for jackets, jewelry, furniture, art, and more made for all budgets on any occasion. I shit you not, I had a custom-made bathing suit by an incredible atelier on Etsy. Then I also got cool art from my Mississippi house that was like Ole Miss related from another seller. You could literally buy anything from a jingle jangle to a dream catcher to a thong to a pair of shoes to a piece of art that's homemade, handmade with your name on it and like a photo of your grandma. Whatever you could imagine, they sell it on Etsy. And I love Etsy because you're buying it directly from that artist and it is so cool. Listen, if you're new to Etsy, use the code NEW, N-E-W, for 10% off your first purchase. That's code NEW, N-E-W. Maximum discount value of $50, but offer ends June 30th, 2023. See terms at Etsy.com/terms. For home style and gifts, shop Etsy.com. Etsy has it. Listen, if you've ever wanted to buy something really cool for yourself, also if you're looking for gifts, Etsy is amazing. And you can go directly to certain artists who then you can specialize things for yourself, for your friends, especially, hey, Mother's Day's around the corner. Where should you be shopping? On Etsy for something great for mom. We love Etsy. We love them. And again, use code NEW, N-E-W. If you're a new person, shopping on Etsy, Etsy.com. Etsy has it all. I get the Florida lifestyle. Now, I also fear Florida man. Like, I do get it. And
of course.
And as a Southerner, people in Florida are like, we're part of the South,
no,
too. I'm like,
no.
Florida's night and day, bitches.
No, but I, you know, there is like Florida, there's the Southern country club living that you reference on our podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is an element of like the wider roads, the easier life, the, you know, a little bit, but not the minute you're in West Palm, Boca, you know, that 95 Southern Florida place. Yeah. You're in New York. The attitudes.
You are in New York. The attitudes is just the gold lamé, you know, just the hair gel. It's
right. Just because we both have Publix doesn't mean we're the same.
Have you ever been to a Publix?
I have been to a Publix. In Florida, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, where's your family from?
Long Island.
Strong Island.
Yes. We're very exotic that way.
Oh, hell yeah. And are they still there? Is everybody still there?
No, they're all over the place now. Okay. I have 8 siblings.
So are you fucking
all
kidding
over the
me?
Place. Yeah, it's crazy.
Where are you on the lineup?
So my mom has been married 5 times.
Okay.
She's only had kids with her first 2 husbands.
Yeah, I'm Gucci gang.
I'm with the second husband. I'm with the, it's funny, we have the
second zaddy.
The first, exactly. there's a name for us. So the first 4 my mom had her with her first husband are the favorite 4. And then the second 4 that she had with my dad are the forgotten 4.
So oh, I'm my part
of,
God.
I'm her part of the forgotten 4. Yes, my mom.
Your mom's savage, and I fucking love her.
No, I think my older siblings named it, but she kind of
they're
agreed.
Forgotten 4. That's the greatest thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes, because it was like by the time she had the second set of 4, she was like, I just kind of assumed the older 4 would raise the younger 4, and you know,
they
would
not.
Work itself out. No, and no one ever consented.
That's
to that.
The way wolves do it.
That's the way they did it in like the shtetl, maybe. Right. Something.
How old's your mom, can I ask?
She is 1956. How old are you?
45.
Yeah. No. She started young though. Either way, yeah. She had everybody really 60, young.
66.
Are you close with the older 4, the core 4, the good 4?
Yeah.
The fat 4?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay,
They're the better 4.
Jordana has so many siblings that like all of a sudden another appears and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They come out from the woodwork. I went to college and then I realized there was when I went to college, there was a guy who went to my school and he looked so familiar. And it took me until like my junior year. And I was like, That guy used to be my stepbrother.
Like, come on. My mom was you shitting me?
My mom was married to his dad, like, briefly. I was like, that's my ex-dad? I didn't even realize.
Did you ever have a moment? Like, were family?
I said something to him once, I think, drunk out at a bar. And he was like, let's just not talk about it. I'm trying to put that behind me.
Wait, and then you hooked up later, right?
Yeah. Right.
Should have. That would have been a good story.
Wait, that's really wild.
Yeah. I have sibling. You might be my sibling. I don't even know. It could be like anyone I meet.
But I can imagine, like, married five times when there's another fit, you know, when it's Brady Bunch or whatever.
Right.
Step by step, you go, I can imagine losing track.
I do. There's many. Yeah. I don't know if you've even met all of them. I don't even think. My ex-step siblings.
Depending on their age, they probably look totally different after a certain point.
Yeah. I don't even know them.
Now, is your dad still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know the other dads? Is anybody close? Do any of the dads chit chat?
They chat, but they shouldn't.
Okay.
And then it becomes like a club of, like, yeah, you know, like, people who were hazed by the same woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny. He was married before my mom too. And uh-huh. Yeah, I have a sister also from his first marriage. So there's like nine of us. So it's like my dad's daughter from his first marriage, my mom's kids from her four kids from her first marriage, and then them having four kids together.
My brain is shutting down. It's melting. This is a lot.
Yeah.
Now, because my dad died a couple years ago, and my mom is in the space where she wants to start dating again. It's just my sister and I, and we're close. But there are moments where I'm like, I'm trying to be excited. I mean, my mom has been on a date, but I keep telling people, like, I'd make a great stepsister. Like, let me come to Christmas.
Yeah.
They may have a rich uncle, somebody cool that we could set my mom up with. She's older. She's 75. She's still young, wants to have sex. She's in great shape. And I'm just like, hello, there's got to be a listener out there that's got somebody cool for my mom.
She still wants to have sex. How does that come up with her?
She says, you know, my vagina's not dead yet.
Yeah,
she says what she said.
You know, yeah. I have to say, I feel like single moms who are single in the old, they'll tell you.
They'll let you know
what they're looking for.
Oh, yeah. I you know, I get gifts all the time from like random influencer shit, and I got a big box of sex toys. And my mom was the first one opening that thing. And she goes,
take these.
Like a raccoon.
Yeah. She didn't know though. I got sent like a butt plug, and she goes, oh, I love that they sent a wine stopper. She thought it was a silicone wine stopper. And I said, Mom, that goes in your booty hole.
Right.
She's ready to go. She just needs
ready
the
to
right
go.
Person. And you're supportive of that.
I am. Yeah. And I, you know, my sister is too. I mean, you know, obviously she had the love of her life with my dad.
That's nice.
But I think she's in a space where I'm like, Mom, it can be different.
So she wants a partner.
She wants somebody to travel with and have fun and maybe get dick down.
Right.
You know?
Why not? How is she meeting people?
Well, I've sent her on a couple of dates with like friends, fathers.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's very different. So when a guy loses a wife, right, whether it's divorced or especially widowed, they usually bounce back very quickly.
There's nothing hotter than a widowed guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But he's committed.
My mom went on a date with a
hot ticket,
a widower the other day, and she said all he did was talk about his dead wife.
Oh no.
And she was like, I can't. I need someone.
How long had it been?
It was like only a year. My mom's 7 years deep. And so she's like, I'm finally ready.
Ready to move on.
But these guys will get the right back on the horse because men can't be alone.
Right.
Well, and I point right at you, Jared. Well, you
know? My dad.
I get it. You know, he doesn't even know. You know, we talked about Jeff. He doesn't even know what to eat to not have a diarrhea.
Well,
we're all the same way.
I was telling you about this the other day. My parents have been divorced for like over 20 years, probably like almost 25 years.
Right.
My dad never remarried, lives alone. It is a disaster.
Yeah.
Like it is. I would not recommend it to anyone. I went to his apartment. And I was like, you live like this?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, as a child, I guess I didn't really like notice or care. But now I'm like, I go back and I'm like, you have to get, this couch was your mother's in the 50s.
Like, yeah. Like, what are we doing?
What's going on? You should have stayed married to mom. She would have been like abused you every day of your life, but you would have had like, you know, a rug that was from the past 10 years. Yes, exactly.
This was more comfortable to him than the alternative.
You know, I mean, comfort. There's such thing as being too comfortable.
Right.
Like smoking a cigar inside your apartment on your lazy boy chair is too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
We need to be less comfortable, more with it.
Yeah.
You know?
I can understand though. Like, I mean, my place I'm living at now, it looks like a divorced dad would live there. Like, I get it. But I don't have a daughter being like, what the fuck is going
coming
on?
Over,
like,
right?
Like, I don't have to deal with any judgment. But I do understand, like, he's like, I'm comfortable. So what does it matter? It's functional.
Right.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds.
Too functional. I think, but that's what I'm saying. That's the danger of a man who gets divorced and then doesn't remarry. You become like in this comfortable thing where you're just, it becomes like an episode of a TLC show of Hoarders
it's
or something.
It's a level of Hoarders. Yeah. And I mean, I had the best relationship with my dad, but I say, my mom and I joke all the time, like, thank God he went first before you. Because if my dad was still around, like, if he started dating another woman, I would be in jail, locked up, raw. Like, I would murder somebody. But with my mom, I'm a little more like, you go, girl.
Well, mother-daughter relationship is different. Totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, so wait, you said you fixed her up with a friend's dad?
I had a friend's dad, but it was...
Is it weird between you and the friend? Like, how does that work out?
Because they had a pleasant date, but it was just, there was no chemistry there. You know what I mean?
No, but you go to your friend and go, your dad, how do you work it out?
He encouraged it. He was like, let's send them out on a date. And this was their first date going back out into the dating scene. You know, and they just went for lunch. It was friendly, but there wasn't a lot of chemistry there. So,
well, that's better. Yeah. I think a one date, especially if it's your friend's dad, I feel like one date doesn't work out totally fine. The worst would be if they dated like 3 months and then he decided it wasn't for him. Right. That would be like,
we found out he liked to suck toes. And then now I know this about my friend's dad.
And then he might not be your friend anymore.
Exactly.
His dad didn't treat your mom right.
You know, I'm on the road wheeling and dealing. And you know what I love? My AG1. I can't go anywhere without it. It's literally the bread to my butter. You know, the salt to my vinegar, whatever you can imagine. That's a team effort. I can't live a day without my Athletic Greens. I don't tell you why. Okay, because first of all, it sets my day off right. I take one scoop in the morning in a little bit of water, and you know what? I feel like a fantastic frickin' specimen. All right, it has 75 vitamins, minerals, and superfood supplements that help me start my day. I'll be honest with you, if I don't take it and then I go on the road, I don't shit for a week. Do you know what it's like to not shit for a week, Cheryl? It's fucking miserable. Okay, but with AG1, I take one scoop, I am on the road, I'm doing my thing, I am on the road to success, really. And if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/absolutely. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/absolutely. You absolutely have to check it out. I live for my Athletic Greens. You know, Jeff, I got him addicted to it, my sister, my mom. You can even take it in the afternoon. So say you get up and you have a lumberjack breakfast and you forgot to take your AG1. Take it in the afternoon. Sometimes I'll take a little scoop and a little bit of water before my shows because I need that extra boost of vitamins, minerals, whole food supplements, just so I feel like I am moving and grooving in the right direction. Again, AG1, I live by it. I swear by it. It's something that I actually physically take every day. And the days I don't have it, I feel like a crazy person because it's just made such a big difference in my life. So again, Athletic Greens, AG1, live, laugh, love, get it on today. Love you, mean it. Now, listen, y'all have a podcast that dives in. I mean, you hear crazy dating shit all the time. And I have people call in. And I try to be a warrior. I try to give good sound advice. Like we said on y'all's podcast, like sound is, you know, subjective. Yes. What's the craziest thing y'all have heard recently?
We just had a really great story today. The tampon story.
Right. This woman was like, my vagina smells and couldn't figure it out.
Oh.
And then she was like.
It was a month later.
A month later, she finds a tampon inside of her. And she's like, that's, you know, she pulled it out.
But she said she went to dance class. People were dancing on the other side of the room to get away from her. She had a friend on a hike say it just everyone commenting
like
on this
just
thing.
Rotting flesh.
Right. Yes. took her. And that was like a nightmare. I'm like, I didn't know that was possible, that it could stay in you for a month.
I didn't either. Also, I mean, my first thought goes to, is she well? Did we get a follow-up? Did she have toxic shock syndrome?
That was my question. Yeah. Right? I was like, that's the nightmare of every like 13-year-old girl trying tampons for the first time. That was like the thing on the side that the health teachers warned you about.
Going back to like the couples pranks, I did see another one that was actually kind of an absolute yes. There was this thing on TikTok where these girls would go around and they'd say, my tampon's stuck. And it was always like college age girls. So it's already, you know, in college, like you don't really talk about going to the bathroom. You don't really talk about periods. You're exploring your sexuality, but there was never a point like if you're on your period, you're like, I mean, I still had sex on it, you know, whatever. But this girl goes, she's in her bathroom and she's got like a real like frat daddy jock kind of boyfriend. And she sets up a camera and she goes, hey, my tampon got stuck. I need you to help me. And watching this, like, I mean, this guy can't be older than 22. And his face is just like, he goes, give me a sec. He walks out of the bathroom. He's like, okay. And she puts like subtitles and is like, I can do this. And he comes back and he's like, I'm here to help you. Okay, what do I need to do? And of course, I go to the comments and we're like, we stand this king. This is a warrior. Like that kind of shit on Instagram with couples. I'm here for that.
I like that. That's
it was a one-off. It was a one-off thing.
But you also know that
better than the paint.
Not, Better than the paint. Oh my God, but those aren't two actors. Mm-hmm, you know, right. The minute they're married and they have an account with a million followers mm-hmm, where all they right. do is prank each other, it's totally different than I'm going to fuck with my fratty boyfriend and tell him to go get the tongs that he would use on the grill to get a fucking tampon out of my vagina. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's see this guy squirm.
Now, I've definitely, as a woman, I feel like we can have an honest conversation. I've definitely been like, did I take it out? And then I'll shove a hand up there to get, you know, figure it out. But I've never, I've never walked around for a month with a tampon inside me.
I feel like your body usually expels. I've left something maybe in there.
Yeah.
But it comes, I feel like it comes out when you take a shit.
Yes.
Right. You're pushing. Yes. So I'm sorry, Jared.
I am totally just put off. I didn't realize the conversation was going to go dirty.
I'm sorry.
We're shitting. No, we're pushing.
That's when it comes out.
I didn't
out.
Realize the muscles giving, were connected.
You basically have to give birth to the tampon.
Because usually when you're on your period, you have like a raging diarrhea day too.
Really?
So,
yeah. I mean, comes right out. Jordana comes knows right out. This about me. From this podcast, I have learned more about the female body. Men know nothing. No, we know nothing. We have one doctor that we meet in an alley once a year.
Sticks a finger in your butt.
Yeah, and then walk away. Okay,
and then you
good.
Walk around for a week and you're like, am I gay?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
We just learned what a maxi pad was.
Didn't have any, I have no knowledge.
I just went through this with my husband and it was the most honest, genuine, just you got to give him a hug and be like, you're so cute and sweet. He did not know that a maxi pad, he thought that when you took the sticky off the maxi pad, right, the plastic, he thought that the sticky part just stuck to your pussy. He did not know it stuck to the inside lining of your underwear.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Listen,
okay.
I'm not far away from that.
You're not far away.
I'm not far away from that.
That sounds painful, I guess, if you have pubic hair.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, what did you think? I would just rip it off.
It doubles as a waxing agent. Yeah.
And Jeff's response was, I didn't think a lot of girls use maxi pads. I thought that was kind of an archaic thing. And I was like, actually, he's kind of got a point. Couldn't tell you the last time I used a pad.
Right.
Yeah.
This part of the interview is brought to you by Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. You can go to right now, the caramel and cheddar popcorn mix. You know what I'm talking about? Like a bite of that caramel and then a bite of that salty, you know, umami cheddar. It doesn't get better than this. One of the reasons why I love Angie's Boom Chicka Pop is because it's just, I feel like I'm boomchickapop.com to get the best ready-to-eat popcorn on the market. You want to know why I love it? It's friggin' delicious. I am addicted to their flavor, reaching for something that's not filled with a bunch of fillers. It's certified gluten-free, 100% whole grain, non-GMO, vegan, zero cholesterol per serving, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial preservatives, kosher dairy, straight up certified kosher. We love to see it. Everybody can get something that they love at Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. You know, Angie, I love her. She's great. I met her when I shot a commercial for her. She's awesome. It's just solid salt of the earth people making a delicious snack, which makes you feel good to reach for something good. You know, they got a boom of flavor, but it's also not chock full of a bunch of bullshit. And that's what's important. I'll tell you that right now. You can try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for yourself by visiting www.boomchickapop. That's boomchickapop.com. Again, Angie's boomchickapop.com. Try out some of their other flavors, the sweet and salty kettle corn, sea salt popcorn, white cheddar, or one of my other favorites, the light kettle corn. Only 35 calories per serving. We friggin' love to see it. I am so excited they are sponsoring this segment of the interview with Jared and Jordana. We're having a blast. Let's get back into it. Again, thank you to Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. We bringing that boom, boom, boom. I got a question. And I feel like Jared...
Pad or tampon? No.
Okay.
And absolutely not for me too. Is sometimes I feel like these women who are very into the diva cup, I've never used one, I may love it, but they really shove it down your throat. They're like, I can't believe
what's
you.
What's the diva cup?
People who are into it. It's like the natural deodorant people.
They
just won't shut the fuck up.
They won't shut the fuck up.
It's a personality type.
Yeah. Yes, but so the diva cup is, I want you to imagine almost like a shot glass, if you will, a silicone shot glass that you put up there. It holds your flow, and then you rinse it out and reuse.
You reuse it.
It just seems like we're going backwards.
It does. Right.
It's like, imagine if women were like, oh, we're going back to just using the cloth diapers.
Yes.
We're going to wash them every time. It's like, why do we, there's no reason. We don't have to do this.
We don't have to do
this. We live in a good time to be alive.
And then you named it the queen cloth. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why everything has to pump you up. Why does it have to be the diva cup?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch is queen, wearing a diva queen cup. Me. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think that's our sponsor. We're not on our show. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, there he
Wait,
is.
Wait, why not just be a cup?
Just the blood holder. Yeah. The blood goblet.
Yeah, the blood goblet.
Yeah, you know, all these things are very fake empowering. And you
very
have like the,
fake.
Well, we were just talking about this too. It's like they have those things that are like the wipes that everyone tries to convince you that your vagina, your natural vagina smell
is bad. The
number
one thing they say, like your gynecologist says, just water. Just a splash of water.
It washes itself.
It
There's
washes
no money in
itself.
That.
It's a self-cleaning oven. You don't need to be douching with, you know, lemongrass.
I guess for women, they do the pump up thing, diva cup. And for men, it's always like, it's guy stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like dude wipes. You know, you're going to wipe your
manly.
Ass like a man. Yeah. Right. Everything is to make you feel like a man again.
Now, there's no colors. Yeah.
How comfortable are you with lotion? Because I didn't even
Love
realize.
Lotion.
I just realized 12 years into my marriage that my husband doesn't like a lotion.
What do you mean?
We're at the beach and he gets, you have Italian
like
in
suntan
you.
Suntan lotion?
No, Italian.
Just full Jew?
Full J.
Okay, but you get tan, you get dark.
I tan up. I go, I was just in Boca. I got a tan going. No, I put on a little oil. I'm not a big suntan lotion guy.
But my husband just in general, we've been together 12 years and we were at the beach. I said, honey, you're about to lose, it's about to like flake off. You know what I mean? He gets a really nice tan. And he was like, I don't like lotion. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I don't like the feeling in between my fingers.
My husband said the same thing.
I said, take a fucking napkin and wipe it out. What are you doing?
My husband does that too.
Yeah,
you guys
such
are
a baby.
Used to this idea of like lathering up.
Okay.
You know, before bed.
I love
you guys
it.
Are like,
self-care.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You go to bed with a woman. She is like, it looks like she just got... you know, came on by a thousand gods. Like, it's just like glossy.
Dewy.
They just came out of a meadow. I have no experience with that. So when you do, I can understand the feeling of like, I'm not used to like I would never put on lip gloss, like a chapstick.
Right.
To me, chapstick is the most uncomfortable thing. I would just wipe it off right away because I have no.
So what do you do if you get chapped lips?
I just deal
you
with
suffer?
It. Is Yeah. It's just
you ever
not,
make out with a woman with lipstick on?
I have. I think.
Yeah. And did you ever like how it felt?
I kissed.
Yeah.
How did it feel? Do you not like the gloss?
No, I like wipe it off after. I would just, you know, it just, I have no like connection to having a film on me and just dealing with it.
See, if I don't have six serums on, I am dry, dusty, suffocating,
agreed.
Aggressive, just
right. Like
agita.
You guys put on
you
a feel foundation.
Like you miss it one day. You feel like I've totally let myself
fucked
go.
Myself. I'm now 78 years old.
This is why men don't get acne. We don't wear anything. There's nothing.
It is infuriating.
Women get so mad at men for our lack of pre-bed routine or lack of skincare routine. When I go in the shower, I wash my hair and then I take the suds and I wash my face with the suds. That's it. I'm done. Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl.
I mean, it's insane. My husband, when we got married, he said he's never washed his face.
Right.
Yeah, never washed his face.
Jeff only started because, you know, he goes to like a fancy barber now where he gets like the, you know, the full neck beard trim and all that. And the guy was like, you should exfoliate before you come in and do the thing. And so Jeff will do that.
Only okay when a man tells them to do it.
Can I tell you? Yeah. And my husband claims he's the largest feminist in the world. But if a guy tells him, I basically have a short white coat. I know everything. I've had every medical ailment and I'm not a hypochondriac. I've just been through some shit. Mm. So I know. And I'm like, Jeff, I can already diagnose you. You need a Z-pack. You get a sinus infection. Let me look at your tonsils. Okay, you probably got strep throat. But if I, you know, and I have an arsenal of drugs. I can basically, I shouldn't be panning them out to people, but I can smell strep throat a mile away. But Jeff's got to hear.
Open up the trunk of the car. Yeah. What do you need?
Yeah, I got it all. And I travel with the kit. And I'm just, and a stethoscope. It's kind of weird. But he will not listen to me. But, you know, if he has an ingrown hair, I can tell him. It's something simple, right?
Right.
Ingrown hair. He'll go to three doctors before he'll
listen
to me.
Yeah, I
it makes
feel the same
enraged.
Way. I wonder, why is that?
Why is it? Why don't you trust us, Jared?
Tell us, Jared.
Well, women generally aren't as smart as men. We
kick them in the dick right now. Punch them in the
Well,
tank.
There's a reason you guys make less. No. I don't know. I think there's this idea.
Get him, ladies.
Get him. Bite him.
Put on the pussy hats. We're going to march. No, I don't know. I think there's this just like discomfort with doing anything. Like, I think like it's a laziness. I don't think it's a, I don't want to take this advice from you. It's a, I've been fine till now.
Right.
Why would
they don't have enough fear.
That's what Jeff says. That's what he says.
Well, also, what we talked about, I think on our podcast, this We're fixers. We're not preparers.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, you're preparing for 20 years from now. Your skincare routine isn't about today.
Just thinking about tonight.
Right. You're thinking about down the road. Mm-hmm. I want to be J-Lo. I want to be Jennifer Aniston. I'm fine now. I'll be fine forever. Men are 27 for their whole lives.
I think you're right.
The only exception, I would say, to this rule is Mike, who's, like I said, doesn't use anything, disgusted by lotion, the whole thing. And he noticed his hair had moved like a tiny quarter of a millimeter back.
Receding.
And he freaked out. And he immediately got like everything that you could possibly get to like fight.
Great hair. I'm very lucky in the hair department. But men with hair, like that's like because
he has hair. Right.
Right. If it's a viewable status thing.
Right.
It
was the only
hair.
Thing I've ever seen him take any action on.
Right. Jeff's starting to lose a hair a little bit and he's on the things. And this is not me like speaking out of line on my husband. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, I was like, let's go to Turkey. Let's do it. He's like, no, we're going to do the Turkish hair.
This is a thing.
It's a thing. Turkey, like if you've ever been in like the Istanbul airport, it's just like all dudes who've just gotten hair plugs, right?
Oh,
it's
crazy.
They're the kings of it. And he's like, no, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to get it done in the United States. I said, no. And I would not suggest going across borders to get any work done, but Turkey is like the hair guy.
It's like $5,000 versus like 30.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's not even about the cost. Okay. It's that he went and saw a couple of doctors in Georgia and they were like, yeah, like the process didn't seem like it made sense. I'm like, go to Turkey. That's what they do.
Yeah,
they're just the hair plug guys.
TikToks of like the flights.
Maybe
and
I can
hilarious.
Turn this into a trip.
That, now you're going
That's
to Turkey.
That's what I said. I was like, we'll go to the beach for a couple of days.
Right.
You know, and then I'll take care of you. Yeah, but Jeff is very sensitive about, the guys with the hair.
That's the only thing that they're on top of.
There's a connection to your manhood with the hair.
Right.
There's a big connection.
That,
there.
I feel like, screams at you because then you get worried about aging. It's like your...
Like the idea of lines in my face, I have no... thought of that.
Right.
I really don't. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes. You know, like, I think, like, you see someone with, like, an old-looking face. You're like, oh, they smoked, you know, whatever. Yeah. They didn't do it. You know, you go, you don't think of, like, they didn't use the serum.
Yeah. You know what I learned from my guy? My shout out to Dr. Nelson Castillo, who does my Botox. He said,
Dr. Nelson,
the worst thing you can do is sip out of a straw.
I've heard that.
It's worse than, like, when smokers get the lines on their lips. It's worse.
My whole family doesn't use straws.
Because of that?
We don't know. Maybe that was why.
That explains why you have no
I was
no,
trying to save the turtles
no
for years, and then that never caught on. So I've been a strawless bitch for a while.
Okay.
But now it's also because I'm trying not to have lines on my lips.
I didn't realize that was the case. I mean, growing up, I think one of us spilled using a straw. My dad was like, it's enough.
They're
We're
out.
Done with straws. So now if you like when my family eats dinner, the whole family takes the straw out, puts it on the table. Like,
yeah.
I'm drinking
you put
from
the straw in
here,
just to take it out?
Well, they didn't know. They have them in the cup already. Like if it comes to the
table.
Oh,
like at a restaurant.
If you're in Boca, you should make a scene like, for the turtles.
Right.
You know, make people think that you're a conservationist.
Right. Oh, you don't give a shit about the turtles,
nah,
right?
Nah, don't give a fuck.
I've been trying. I tried.
Well, we've been also
talking. You had a whole thing about this.
Whole thing about it. My dad thinks recycling is a scam, which
I think he ended up being right.
Yeah.
Been living in Florida a little too long.
Right.
My husband was the biggest recycler, okay? Obsessed with it, addicted to it, like I can't believe. And then he watched some documentary about how it's completely a scam.
It was a John Stewart thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it ended up, my dad was right the whole time.
The whole time. He's
how was it a scam? Let me know.
It was like a money-making scheme. Like it was just like this way to like someone, they basically were like, there's no... We can't do anything. And the idea that we can help the environment
is
like...
We're powerless.
Okay. Half the plastics, like in a Fiji water bottle, that plastic is so thick, it's actually not recyclable. Okay? So half the shit that you think you can recycle, we've already fucked ourselves with the plastics. They can't recycle it. So this one guy, eventually, he was like... really old. And he was like, oh, this was a complete money-making scheme. We thought that if we convinced the American public that they were doing something good by recycling, in quotes, that they would, you know, buy another bin. And so everybody bought the recycling bin and they were paying it for another service, but
all
it never-
All the sell bins?
And it was like, and also you get to feel good about the whole feeling good about yourself. Like, again, the idea that the people at Starbucks are separating those bags, they're the same bag. If you look underneath that thing, they're all connected. You know, when they have the little buckets, like compost, whatever, they're all one garbage.
Neither of you recycle.
No, we do. We have one thing, but Jeff has to, because he's still like, it eats him up.
Right.
He still drives 30 minutes to the special place and then pays to fucking recycle the glass.
Oh, wow.
So glass, okay. He fully recycles.
Sounds like a good person.
He is. He's a solid person. Again, bleeds from his asshole every day. I'm very concerned about it, but he is a solid person. But again, this goes back to like trying to do something good, but these like videos online where they're like, it's a fake, what would you do?
Right.
Like, when did we become these social warriors? Like, let me just be a good person behind the scenes.
You know, I remember this one thing, this one study they did from AP Psych where they had like these priests and they were like the Good Samaritan kind of thing. So they had this
Good Samaritan priests. Okay. That's an oxymoron.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they were like testing, they were trying to test like what they would do. So they had these priests and they were like on the way to some seminar or something and they had a man fall like next to them. Mm-hmm. And then they were testing to see would they stop and help the person or would they keep going?
Yeah.
And this was just to find out like what people would do in the scenario. And what they found was that the only difference, if the priests were in a rush, they just kept walking.
Yeah.
And if they weren't in a rush, then they helped the person. Just basically showing that every single situation is entirely situational.
Yes. Right.
And it's
also nothing to do with like a fixed personality.
Right.
Trait.
That's a good point. I mean, if I see somebody fall, immediately I turn my back and I start giggling. I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I will turn around. I'll collect myself.
That was
and
the
then
third
I'll be like,
reaction.
Ma'am, are you okay? Yeah. But I immediately start giggling.
Yeah. I mean, no, sure, like
if you've got somewhere to be, you're like someone else will help them. But with the person with the jokes, the mean jokes. You're kind of like, well, what is the attitude of if everyone around me seems bothered, then I'm bothered too.
And as a comedian too, there are days where you're like, I will sometimes see something and then I'm like, let me go sit on that for an hour and figure out if that was offensive or not, you know?
Right. You don't even know what the line is. I don't really.
And as a larger woman, if I were to be at, you know, I mean, half the jokes are about myself anyways, but if I were to like be at a theater and there was like two thicker chicks in the front, I'd be like, I'll sit down, like, just hit me with it, you know? I don't know.
It was so interesting. I remember why, and like, I just did a set.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't
regular
the
jokes,
doing,
not
just regular jokes.
Out.
They just needed a fake show.
Right.
To set up this whole thing. But it was wild. I'm sure you could find it online.
Like Impractical Jokers?
A little bit.
Which I love.
I love that show.
And I've always wanted to do a female version of that because I think women could get away with so much more when it comes to pranks, right?
Yes.
Like if you were, you know, there were the guys, the four guys on Impractical Jokers, they'll be doing something like Union Square. If you and I went up to some people and were like, oh my God, my pants fell and I got two broken arms and I can't pull them up. Somebody would help us.
Especially men.
It's less threatening.
Yeah. It's less threatening, especially like, you know, women coming up to men, you know, the element of like, oh, they're hitting on me.
Right.
That's true. It's danger. They're more statistically likely to kill you. So.
Yeah. Right. But that would be great if just on the first episode of us doing like female Impractical Jokers and we all just like, they're like, that got too rapey very quickly.
These guys are just like, I don't give
forget
a fuck.
It. Yeah.
you start trying to gross them out. You're like, let me lick your ear. They're like,
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
I mean, ooh, you just ate off my plate. Fuck yeah.
I love that idea though. We've got a show.
We got a show.
Listening.
We're ready.
There we go.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bring it to market. Boom, boom,
boom. Chicka pop. Want to give a big thank you to Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for sponsoring that special segment of the podcast. Love Angie. Love the Boom Chicka Pop. Love all the flavors. Check them out at boomchickapop.com so you can get the most delicious, crunchiest, yummiest, certified gluten-free, kosher, you know, non-GMO, 100% whole grain, deliciousness in your mouth, no guilt, feeling great. Love it. Go to boomchickapop.com. Thanks again. So is there anything too in the dating world? I mean, I really think that you guys solve a lot of issues, but that you feel an overall for the single, like any advice you could give to the single folk out there? Because you get everything. You run the gamut of people calling in, sending in emails about like that are in relationships that aren't. But have you seen a trend in shit that single people have gone through?
I think like, especially like when we were talking about like the, you know, the tampon in the vagina. We're trying to take...
That's not a trend that we've seen.
It's a trend. It's out there.
Yeah.
We're trying to take a subject that's not a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Right.
And make it fun and relatable and something that someone can go, I'm going through it too. And I can laugh about this with you. And that's like the point of our show is like that we have, you know, a male, straight male point of view, straight female point of view. We look at different scenarios in a non-judgmental way. Like it's because for a lot of people, you know, you're told by your married friends, it's fun. Go, you're single. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. And you're like, why aren't I enjoying? What the fuck? I'm getting annoyed. This is right. So annoying. So I think like where we come in is to be like, hey, this thing is happening. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. It is kind of, here's why it's happening. Like, you know, as far as advice is concerned, we're two people. We're not, no one's a dating expert.
Right.
But like, I try to talk and we both try to talk from our own personal points of view. Yeah. I think like right now there's a lot of fatigue.
Totally,
I think that's
agree.
Like a big thing, like you go, you know, men later in life, not much in their 20s, but you see women like that right in us, they're taking dating breaks.
Yeah.
And you're like, a break from what? From like going out and hanging out? And it's like, yes, it becomes defeating. And because the apps present more.
I think there's been a trend, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like with the trend, it's the guys have such the upper hand with the apps.
Right.
And I've had this theory. I said, if all the women got off the apps, and I know the apps are good, but if all the women just got off the apps and just said, you want to talk to us, meet us in Central Park. And there's going to be 2,000 women hanging out in Central Park one day.
Right.
And you just got to show up in person. Like, I feel like the guys just have the upper hand because they're going through 65, chicks a day.
Well, we kind of talked about this on one of our bonus episodes recently, where it's kind of like, being on a dating app sort of makes the playing field a little bit more skewed. Just the nature of being on an app skews it kind of male, because normally in a real world situation, like you said, if you're in a park, you don't really know if the person's interested in you. So almost like by nature of the fact that a guy on an app knows that if you swipe on him, knows you're interested, it already takes away like a little bit of that pursuit kind of feeling.
Right.
And men do, I think, have more power, maybe just for that reason alone.
And then, like, you know, and guys are lazy. I can speak from my own experience.
Yeah.
When you know, and here's the thing, when a guy gets a match on a dating app, mm-hmm. no guy is like, maybe they don't like me. Or, mm-hmm. you know, like guys are very ego filled. We are pretty confident. We go, oh, she wants to fuck me.
Right.
And that is like plain and simple. From the female side, well, you see a lot, woman gets a swipe right, and they go, yeah, I'd go out with him. You know, he's got a good job. He's doing this. There's a lot It's a more full picture. They're not going, he wants to fuck me. You know, or I mean, she might say that to herself, but I'm saying like,
that's not what they're looking for.
Not what they're looking for. But, you know, at a baseline, so you've taken away, like, I do think, and it might not sound right, I think it sounds fine. I mean, like, guys are hunters. You know, like, you want to go and feel like you've won the catch and you've got this woman that you pine for. And I think, like, for me, like, I've noticed it myself. We talked about it on a benefits episode where it's like, I noticed myself, like, I'm more lazy with someone. I'm like, oh,
they're there.
I know they're down.
Less excited.
Yeah. I'm less excited. And I think the apps put you in a position. And my dad always said this. He's like, the honest person always gets fucked.
Mm-hmm.
The honest person is always going to get fucked. They're always going to get screwed.
Right.
And women are on there pretty honestly. They're like, I want to date and see what happens. I want to go get a drink. Most women are on there with a very like noble cause. I want to meet someone that I really like and that I have a good time with. And maybe we'll, it's a pretty reasonable concept.
Pure intentions.
Pure intentions.
Yes.
I think a lot of guys. Right. And if a guy was honest on there, you'd get it. They'd be like, I'd like to fucking see what happens.
I want to shake those titties and see if I've got feelings.
And then they'll see.
Yeah.
But they can't, because that's not a very noble cause.
Yeah.
I want to get naked and bump uglies, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe maybe we'll connect on a mental level. And that's not really something that is acceptable to say, even though a lot of women would go, I'd rather hear that than go three months with you and have you go, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Right.
But they also want that, I feel like, under the premise of like seeming like they might want the other thing.
Well, that's
like,
the problem.
Not like, because you have like apps like Tinder, which are a little bit more like hookup focused, right? But a lot of guys are on like the apps that are for relationships because they're kind of, I think they want to, they're into themselves. They're open to the idea in theory, even if they're kind of like not super as interested in it as the women are.
But that's, I think all apps are hookup apps to guys.
Yeah.
Like there's no difference between the apps of, you know, they're every guy. And you're right. I have always thought, I'm 38 and single. I've always thought, every adult single day of my life, I've always been like, I'd like a relationship.
Yeah.
If you ask guys, they believe what they say. I'd love a relationship.
Right.
I'd love.
I just don't want to do anything.
This honesty is so refreshing.
But it's not to them. They're not lying to them. They're lying to themselves a little bit, but they're going, if it was the right person, but what I need to get to the right person isn't really, it could look like a girlfriend.
It's a lot more than a lot of these women need to get to the right.
How did you meet your husband?
Through a setup.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. And what were your feelings initially when you met him?
I thought he was cute, and we had, you know, he was funny. I liked his energy.
Yeah.
I remember. I felt like very calm around him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you two in a relationship? Like, because I do believe that certain opposites attract, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, there's got to be one full throttle person and one just like, you know, chill, brah. So where are you in that?
I would say he's more, I mean, we're both, neither of us are like super like outgoing and on, mm-hmm. but I would say compared to him, I'm much more the like full throttle person with I'm more easily activated.
Got it. Ooh, yes. I like that. Yeah. Easily activated. And sure. Joe, what do you think you're looking for? If you were,
We've
talked about it so much.
We haven't. You know,
I mean, what's one red flag for you?
We did an episode where I made a list of the things I want.
And did you start crying at the end?
I cried at the end. The list literally just was a description of my mom, which was a little weird. I haven't had that in therapy.
Same.
It was red flag. Like, you know, again, like I am, you know, I kind of.
You have some very legitimate red flags, and then you have some sort of ridiculous ones.
What would you say are my ridiculous ones?
Must want Chinese food on Sundays.
That is a huge, if you didn't want Chinese food on a Sunday, I'd be like.
What if they're like, I'm craving a little more sushi?
Anything Asian.
Asian, okay.
What if they want Italian?
We're going to have to break up.
I get it. And I got to be honest with you. That's the one thing I miss about living in New York.
Ciao,
I don't get
bitch.
Good Chinese. Yeah, ciao, bitch.
Well, that's why you could never live in Atlanta then.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have good Chinese food. We have a lot of great other Asian cuisine, but not a lot of good Chinese food.
You know,
so you'd be out for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's I mean, okay. It's not going to work.
That's
not going to work.
But I guess you want someone like that feels like a family. You know, I think that's like, and as I get older, that becomes, you know, your needs become more hokier, I think, like, and you say things like that. But I you want to be able to, like, have a fun relationship. And, you know, I've been in long-term relationships. I've been in short-term. And, you know, now I'm at a point where I'm like, I kind of know whether we should, I know earlier now than I did before, I think.
I hear you.
And I kind of get these, like you said, like you felt at ease. Like, I'm like, I'll be there. And I'm like, I don't want to keep going through this. And it's with very nice people, like, and very good people. And I think that's the problem with the apps too, is like, you're kind of brought around a lot of, you know, options,
mm-hmm.
and you have a moment where you go, what's wrong with you, Jared?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is good job, good person, good family. Mm-hmm. And you go, what the fuck?
Right.
Shut the fuck up, Jared, and go. You know, just be with this person and, you know, commit to dating and see what this could be. And there's been a little bit of a fear of like going to the next step and, you know, and disappointing someone in that way where you're like, but, you know, you got to get over that at a certain point.
You got to get over it. And listen, I got a lot of single horny listeners. So where can they find you specifically, Jared? Because I know...
I'm out there. I don't respond well. The DMs,
well,
it
overwhelms.
You're going to start DMing others.
Jordana's advice, I think, has been like, I need to slide into DMs.
I tell women that I say go for it. I always say, like, if I, you know, I'm like, DM them, but you have to, I always say, if they don't respond, don't take it personally. Yes. The guy has, like you said earlier, has to chase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you can DM them, but then let them ask you to get a drink.
Yeah. I've gotten, you know, women's, shoot there. I know we're I'm saying, like, you got to shoot your shot in a reasonable way.
And right. Back off when it's not working.
Right. Right. And it's like, you know, if you're sliding into someone's DM, and the thing that I didn't like about the DM slide, it would be like, hey, and then it's like, and then I'm like, private account, can't see any pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, well, they seem nice, but you go, like, I've gotten long messages of like, hey, I've heard your podcast and I, you know, you seem like we get along. And I'm like, we probably would.
I need more information though.
Right. I need more information. And this isn't a way that makes me like excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think excitement is underrated in dating. I think it's like, especially in the beginning, it's like, and I think the dating apps and it takes that away. Like, if you meet someone in a bar, you're automatically more excited than this kind of like, you know, this put together way by technicians, you know?
Because you've gotten rid of all of the like mystery of if the person is into you or why, like, you know, when someone talks to you in a bar, you're like, well, are they just being nice? Like, and I'm feeling a little something.
How long have you been married right now?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, fresh. Okay. Yes. And how long have you been with your husband?
Almost 6 years.
Okay. Do you ever find, I don't know when guys are hitting on me anymore. And I'll be out and about, yeah. You know, shaking my tits at a bar, just like having fun. And I will, it goes right over my head. I can't pick up. I don't know if I've just been out of the game for a minute.
I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
I can't pick up. Literally, right. Somebody could hand me their number, you know, titty twist me. And I'm like, they were gay and fun. You know what I mean? I cannot pick up on it.
Right. I have the same thing. Yeah, and I'm not really sure.
And some guys are very aggressive. And, you know, I just don't pick up on it. I'm like, that's my buddy. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. I just assume every man who speaks to me is a homosexual.
And I think men are the opposite, where they assume anyone who speaks to them wants to have sex with them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all these women talking to me. I mean, how could they? It's like, Jared, we're standing by the door. You know?
Yeah. You always assume I think your first thought is that someone's not interested in you rather than the other way around.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. A man could be standing in front of me with flowers and a ring, and I'd be like, I don't, what is this? You know what I mean? I'm getting pranked. You know what I mean? Instagram, what would you do? Listen, you guys are fantastic. I love you. And I find the advice very refreshing. So where can everybody find you?
You can find the You Up podcast wherever you get your podcast. I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Jared Freed. And we have an Instagram account, what is it?
At you.up.podcast. I apologize.
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
Yes. What's the email that people can email in for the dating advice?
If you have a dating question, you can email uup@betches.com, uup@betches.com with any questions, or awkward sexual experiences that you want to share or texts you want us to interpret. Right.
And if you've had a tampon that has been stuck in your body longer than a month, call the CDC and go to the hospital.
Right? Yes, go to the hospital. Do not call us because I don't.
Or come to my house. I'll pull it out for you.
Heather's got.
I feel like you would. You seem like that kind of friend.
I've been waiting to deliver a baby. Yeah. I'm dying for like one of my girlfriends for water to break at home birth. Like I'm ready, and no one's asked me to step in, and I'm very bitter about it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep that in the back of my mind if I get to that point.
Hell yeah.
Fly to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll come up to New York. I'll be ready. Okay, whatever you want to do, whether it's in a hot tub in your living room or at the hospital, I don't care. Okay. I'm ready. For that challenge.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So tampon stuck, baby delivery.
Call me.
I know where to call.
And for any, life advice, marriage advice, single advice.
Check us out.
You two sluts.
Podcast. Yeah. Call the horse.
Call the horse.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.